Hermione came running downstairs. Blitzy! Relatio! The chains clinked and withdrew into the arms of the chair. Mrs. Cattermole looked just as frightened as ever before.
I don't understand, she whispered.
You're going to leave here with us, said Harry, pulling her to her feet. Go home, grab your children, and get out. Get out of the country if you've got to. Disguise yourselves and run. You've seen how it is. You won't get anything like a fair hearing here.
Harry, said Hermione, how are we going to get out of here with all those Dementors outside the door?
Patronuses, said Harry, pointing his wand at his own.
The stag slowed and walked, still gleaming brightly, toward the door.
As many as we can muster. Do yours, Hermione.
Expecto Patronum, said Hermione.
Nothing happened.
It's the only spell she ever has trouble with, Harry told a completely bemused Mrs. Cattermole. Bit unfortunate, really. Come on, Hermione.
Expecto Patronum!
A silver otter burst from the end of Hermione's wand and swam gracefully through the air to join the stag.
Come on,
said Harry, and he led Hermione and Mrs. Cattermole to the door. When the Patronuses glided out of the dungeon, there were cries of shock from the people waiting outside. Harry looked around. The Dementors were falling back on both sides of them, melding into the darkness, scattering before the silver creatures.
It's been decided that you should all go home and go into hiding with your families, Harry told the waiting Muggleborns,
who were dazzled by the light of the Patronuses and still cowering slightly.
Go abroad if you can. Just get well away from the Ministry. That's the new official position. Now, if you'll just follow the Patronuses, you'll be able to leave from the atrium.
They managed to get up the stone steps without being intercepted, but as they approached the lifts, Harry started to have misgivings. If they emerged into the atrium with a silver stag, an otter soaring alongside it, and 20 or so people, half of them accused Muggleborns, he could not help feeling that they would attract unwanted attention. He had just reached this unwelcome conclusion when the lift clanged to a halt in front of them.
Reg! Screamed Mrs. Cattermole, and she threw herself into Ron's arms. Runcorn let me out. He attacked Umbridge and Yaxley, and he's told all of us to leave the country. I think we'd better do it, Reg. I really do. Let's hurry home and fetch the children and... Why are you so wet?
Water,
muttered Ron, disengaging himself.
Harry, they know there are intruders inside the Ministry. Something about a hole in Umbridge's office door. I reckon we've got 5 minutes, if that.
Hermione's Patronus vanished with a pop as she turned a horror-struck face to Harry.
Harry, if we're trapped here...
We won't be if we move fast,
said Harry. He addressed the silent group behind them, who were all gawping at him.
Who's got wands?
About half of them raised their hands.
Okay, all of you who haven't got wands need to attach yourself to somebody who has. We'll need to be fast before they stop us. Come on.